question was asked in Halakha. A fellow stole property, but he's not sure exactly from who he stole from. So now when it comes to him going to Beit Din, what exactly is the Beit Din going to obligate, and who is the Beit Din going to obligate him to pay the item to? For example, a person went to a wedding, and at the wedding it started to rain outside, and his wife called him and said she wants him to come home momentarily to do something. So he said he doesn't want to get soaked, so he goes into the coat room and he borrows without asking somebody's umbrella, but his intention was to come back to the wedding. So he figured he's just going to borrow it for 5 minutes and come back to the wedding and put it right back where he found it. Now, that's of course considered stealing right there, because a person is not allowed to borrow something without asking permission. Turns out the guy never showed back up to the wedding. So now what happens is, somebody now is out an umbrella. So this guy, being an honest guy, puts a sign up in the shul: if anybody lost an umbrella at the wedding, you know, call me up, I have it. So 20 people call him up and say, yeah, it's because of you, I got soaked at the wedding and I didn't go home with the umbrella, you stole my umbrella. So each guy's claiming that it's his umbrella. So what is the deen in such a case? So Maran is posek in Siman Shin Samecheh in Hoshe Mishpat Saif Aleph, that in such a case, if each guy has a legitimate claim and is willing to swear that the umbrella was his, he has to return the umbrella itself to one of the people, and he has to pay everybody else the price of an umbrella. Because in this case over here, that he's saying he has a claim, he doesn't know who he stole from. So therefore, he has to pay everybody. Similarly would be a case if, let's say a person was in an office, and it's the end of the day, everybody left the office, and he wants to go buy himself something to eat, he realizes that he doesn't have money on him. So what does he do? He sees $10 sitting on somebody's desk. Nobody's in the office, everybody went home. So there's no problem, I'll take the $10, I'll go buy myself some lunch, and tomorrow I'll pay the guy back. So he takes the $10, buys himself lunch, which he shouldn't have done, and he comes the next day and he goes to the guy at the desk and says, oh, by the way, I found the $10 over here yesterday, I just want to give it to you back. He says, oh, I want to tell you about that $10. We had a meeting yesterday about it. Nobody in the office knows exactly who that $10 belongs to. There's 5 guys in the office that say that the $10 belongs to them. So according to the halakha, this guy would be obligated, if each one is willing to swear that the money really was theirs, and he doesn't know exactly who he stole it from, so according to the halakha, that $10 lunch ends up costing him $50, because now he has to pay back $10 to each guy. So therefore, according to the halakha, which comes out of here, one has to be very careful not to borrow anything without getting express permission and consent from the owner. And in the event that he did take it away, and then subsequently it becomes not clear from who he took it from, according to the real halakha, if everybody's willing to vouch that it's theirs, he technically has to make, to clear himself from any gezel or gan geneva, he has to really make restitution to all of the claimants. These halachot come from, again, the Sefer Pure Money by Dayan Shlomo HaKohen on pages 44 and 45 and 46.